It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to our weekly outdoor show. You know we've been doing this right here on KETR for over 6 years now. I thoroughly enjoy bringing the shows to you, and I thoroughly enjoy doing shows like we're about to do today, where I just visit with you. Usually we have a guest. I'd say 90% of the time we have a guest, but occasionally I have some information, things I want to just visit with you about and pass along, and this is one of those days. I had a great time at the hunting show this past weekend out in Fort Worth, the Texas Trophy Hunter Show, and friends of mine, Ken and Robert Blackstock, that have actually Ken has plain old golf carts, but he had a big booth out there, and I was out there with my book Kill to Grill, and just had a great time visiting. A lot of the listeners and folks that read my articles and all came by, and I bet I visited with no telling how many people. So a little bit tired of talking, to be honest with you, when it was over, but it was a lot of fun, and I got to, there's a lot of new and innovative ideas that products out there that these shows are a great way to learn about them, too. There was one unit that they were set up right across from us. Had a booth over there. It's called the Ox Rack. And what it is, it's a winch-powered lift, like a forklift, if you will. In a way that's got a great big oversized basket in it. I was highly impressed. It can be mounted on any side-by-side ATV, like a Ranger or whatever, But the video they have showed how it worked. Basically, there's just two skids or two spikes, if you will. Say you have a big hog or a deer or whatever down, and it eliminates lifting entirely. You just drive the vehicle up to it, push these two forks, they're actually round spikes, if you will, push them under the animal, and there's a winch that you can remotely control your winch, and it'll curl that animal up and pick it up and put it in a big old oversized basket that's right there in front of the driver, in the front of the ATV. I thought it was the neatest thing in the world, but it's winch powered, and if you've ever struggled with a big, heavy animal, and gosh, I remember a hog last year that I shot. I used an electric ATV, an off road vehicle, and this one has got a little step down in the back, and it's big enough to carry critters that might weigh, 150 pounds. I've hauled lots of deer with them, but I had a hog that weighed about 150 pounds, and I had to, that's field dressed, and I had to get him up off the ground and onto that little rack back there in the back of that thing. Well, I don't know if you've ever just had to handle that much dead weight, but it's a lot of weight, especially for an older guy like me. So I thought, well, there's got to be a smart way to do this. I found a little ditch, so I hooked the electric ATV onto the snout of that hog with rope, pulled him over to the top of that ditch, the high bank on that ditch, and I backed that buggy down in the ditch, backed it up where all I had to do was just kind of roll him over. But this Ox Rack, you don't have to worry about if you had one of those. I think I'm going to get one. I'm thinking very seriously about it. But the winch is what does all the work instead of you down there on the ground trying to load one of them. You can go online and watch the video there if you have a chance, theoxrack.com, www.theoxrack.com. I'm making plans to an opportunity to visit with a lot of my friends, a lot of you folks up there that listen to us and read my articles. So the date is not really ingrained yet, but the public library in Greenville, Texas, there. We're shooting for the first week in October, but they invited me there to visit with them and talk about what I want to do is talk about my career as a writer. There might be some people that budding writers. I've been doing this outdoor writing a long, long time, for about 28 years now. I write for a bunch of newspapers, and I'm hunting editor for one magazine. But I do a great deal of writing, and I have for a long, long time. But I thought I'd just have an open forum with anyone that wanted to come to the library, and we'll get the word out on when exactly it's going to be in early October, but just to, not so much me up there just giving a speech, so to speak, but just open it up to questions, and maybe through my years of experience, there's a few things that I could help some budding writers with. Of course, I'll have my book, The Kill to Grill, up there, and some of the proceeds I want to make sure that goes to the library there in Greenville. But something to put on the back burner. We'll be planning that the first week in October. It should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it, and I think the folks there at the library are excited about it too. But we'll let you know more about the exact dates as we get closer. You know, I stay busy most of the year, but this time of the year probably is my busiest. We're making ready for our elk and bear hunts up in Colorado. You know, we Larry Large and I, Larry's been a guest many times on our show, we outfit elk and bear hunts up on a private ranch up not too far from the Wyoming border, up north of Steamboat Springs. But getting ready for these hunts is a yearly task and a lot of work, to be honest with you. It's so much fun when you get up there. The time goes by so quickly, but it seems like the real work part is making ready and making sure that we have everything to take up there. Our hunts are 5 days, and we have six hunters in camp, you know, for a five-day hunt, and then we have a couple of days. The hunts go from, like, Saturday to Wednesday, then a couple of days off, and then the next group of hunters start that following Saturday. So we have a staff of about five folks, the camp manager and the guides and Larry and I that do some of the guiding too. There's about 11 or 12 people usually in camp. So that equates to, think about cooking breakfast every day. Our camp cook and camp manager, he was asking me how much meat do you think bacon and ham should we stock up on? So I got the bright idea of making a bunch of really good lean spicy breakfast sausage, freezing it here in 2-pound packages and packing it in one of these really good coolers and taking it up there. And also some ham. I have about 20 pounds of cured ham, and I've got some that I'm about ready to smoke. It's in the refrigerator right now. So here's what I did, and this could save a lot of you folks some money too. And you can have some of the best breakfast sausage that you can get. I'm a big proponent of these big Hispanic supermarkets. If you've never been in one, the grocery stores, check one out sometime. There's a lot of them around, but they're not hard to find. But they have a meat market. Every one I've ever been to has a meat market staffed by, sure enough, butchers. I mean, they cut the meat for you, and when they process a hog, they buy them from packing houses. They bring the whole hog in. There's none of this shipped-in, prepackaged cellophane meat. They cut it right there in front of you. You know, you can watch the butchers at work. So anyway, last week I found some end-cut pork chops for 99 cents a pound. Now, you know, these are obviously, they're not center-cut prime pork chops, but they're mostly lean. I'd say they were probably, you know, 90% lean. They did have some fat on them, which was a good thing for making sausage. But I bought 35 pounds. That's a lot of pork chops. 35 pounds, $35. I mean, you know, that's pretty reasonable material to make sausage out of. I had a little pork left in wild pork in my freezer, but I'm saving that for barbecue. Anyway, I thought I'd spring and get some at the price like that. I couldn't pass it up. So what I did, I took a fillet knife and I cut the bone out of each one of those pork chops. And let me tell you, 35 pounds is a bunch of pork chops. I don't know how many it was, but it was a lot of boning out. And I reserved, and of course, there was some meat with each one of those boned out pieces. Then I cut the meat up into strips and ran it through my meat grinder. Now, this breakfast sausage is the best I've ever made, and maybe the best I've ever eaten, but I made it a little differently. You know, usually when you're grinding breakfast sausage, you grind it through the small plate, the 1/8 inch plate when you're grinding it. I used the 3/16, which is a bigger plate, grinding plate. Now, thus, the meat was not as pulverized, you know, or as fine particled as it would be. It's more of a, it would, but it was very tender. But it was a little bit more, I guess a good word to put it would be maybe chewy. You know, it was just not ground as fine as pork sausage is usually ground. But I really like it like that. So I had had all that, and I had some seasoning from, you have to have your breakfast sausage blend. You can make it yourself, but the best way, I always order a prepackaged breakfast blend. You know, I get mine from Butcher Packer Supply. You can go online to butcher-packer.com, and you can get it. But there's a hot spot variety. They have varieties with a lot of sage, a little sage. They've got several varieties of, you know, a breakfast blend sausage and all the other kind of sausages too, but a lot of choices in the blend. So I got enough, mixed up my seasoning, or actually just I got the right amount out of each of the deal. I made 35 pounds. Well, they make the packets come for 25 pounds. So I added a little bit more out of another packet and made the quantities just right for 35 pounds. And I used a hot, with a lot of red pepper flakes in it, that type of seasoning. And I'll tell you what, it turned out really good. I mixed it real well. And when you cook the patty, when you fry the patty up, it's white on the inside, like a pork steak, if you will. But it's got that excellent sage and all the different spices. You can taste all of that really, really well in it. And it doesn't fry away. So if you make a big patty, you can expect that to be on the plate with your eggs and hash browns when you do it. But I figured it up. The cost of that would probably, I bet spices and the whole thing, I bet it didn't cost $1.20 a pound to make this homemade excellent sausage. So we're going to be taking those two-pound packages. They're all in the freezer right now. We're going to be packing those in a good cooler, and that will be part of the breakfast menu for the weeks that we're up there. I think I might have mentioned making the ham to you a little bit a couple weeks ago. We might have dealt on that topic a little bit in our show, but making ham, smoked ham at home is real easy. I also bought some more of the sliced up shoulder meat that's probably 1.5 pounds, 2 pounds a piece, and they're probably 1.5 inches thick. But I rubbed a good sugar cure on those, and I've got them in the freezer or in the refrigerator right now, curing for about 10 days. And after that, they'll be cured, and then you can cold smoke them. So I put a lot of plum wood in that Smoking Tech's electric smoker and smoke them real heavy for, you know, till the smoke dissipates a little bit, and then I'll just keep it on about 130 and slowly crank that temperature up to about 160, and then that ham will go along with the ham I made a couple 3 weeks ago. So we're going to have about 35 pounds of sausage up there and about 25 pounds total of homemade, home cured and smoked ham meat. So I think everybody, at least we have our breakfast meals pretty well under control, I think. I'd like all of you to remember that you can go online to catfishradio.com. And if you have any news or anything that you want to, information you want to get to me, there's a contact Luke right there. It's my email address is right there at catfishradio.com. By all means, let me know. And who knows, you may have some information we want to share on our show here. So feel free to contact me there through catfishradio.com. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.